episode number 377. The Real Mayberry's Bar. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weavers and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you'll find there. One of them includes a great Mayberry trivia book called Mayberry Trivia. How ironic. It's got 1,500 questions about a TV classic by Scott Hopkins, a great book. And if you don't want that, you need a Mayberry Deputies badge. You can head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out both. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And this week's episode is called The Real Mayberry's Barber. And it's going to be our producer of this week, the executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 377, is going to be Russell Hyatt. Because Russell is or was the real Mayberry's barber. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not know who he is, but Russell Hyatt, if you don't know, it's just because you haven't been to Mount Airy or you don't read The Bullet or things like that. Because Russell is was the owner of Floyd's City Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina. This episode, we're going to be hearing an interview I did with him back in April the 24th, 1998. Okay, now that's in the back room of his barbershop is where we recorded it. And there's a lot of conversation going around in the background, and there's a good bit of noise. And I did these originally. I had this split into two parts. This interview with Russell, and it was episode number 26 and 27 of Two Chairs No Waiting. So it's been quite a few years ago. Those were back in April of 2009 is when this first appeared. And I'm going to combine them together, and there's a little bit at the end as well where he's talking about a wedding that occurred there in Floyd's City Barbershop. It's a little bonus material you've got here. But I just wanted to let you know that on Tuesday of last week, Russell passed away. That was the 3rd of May. That's when it was. I had it written here on a piece of paper where I wouldn't forget, and I still forgot. He passed away on the 3rd of May, 2016. He was, he was 92 years old. He was known all over the place as being an inspiration for Floyd the barber from the Andy Griffith Show. For 70 years, he had cut hair in downtown Mount Airy at Floyd's City Barbershop. It used to be called City Barbershop. But when the Mayberry stuff started kind of going, the town came and talked to him about it. I believe he tells you about it here in just a few minutes. But they asked him to change it to be Floyd's City Barbershop, and he did. And over the years, he took pictures and hung them on his wall. And I have no idea how many pictures he ended up with by the end of his life, but there were pictures everywhere on his walls. They did a really nice write-up for him in the Mount Airy paper recently. So if you didn't see that, I'll have links in the show notes for it. And there's a great picture. At least I'm honored that there's a great picture in there of me as Floyd the barber cutting Russell's hair at his 90th birthday party back in 2000, and I guess it was 2014 for his 90th birthday. That was a big deal. Maybe it was 15. I can't remember. Anyway, he turned 92 in January, so it would have been 2014. It was a great honor that I was actually in the article. Russell was a great guy, and man, I just really, Mayberry will not be the same without him. So what I want to do is move along here, and we are going to hear from Russell. Now, again, like I said, this is from 1998. So this was recorded using a cassette recorder. For young people, those are tapes that you put in a little machine that turns and records things. For all of us older people, you know what a cassette recorder is. It came after the 8-track. So we're good to go. So I hope you're going to enjoy this really nice interview with Russell. And please excuse all the different sounds or the voice and how it doesn't sound quite the same as it does now. mine in particular, but I think you're going to really enjoy hearing from Russell Hyatt. So, Russell, take this away.
How long have you had the barbershop?
Well, I've been in here 52 years, but I've only owned it about 20 years.
So you've worked, but it's been here that long?
Yeah, the barbershop started in 1929.
And you've worked here the whole time?
No.
I was fixing to say you're not that old.
No, I came to work in 1946. So this is my 52nd year here.
I was going to say, you're not near old enough to have been here the whole time. So.
I think I'm going to like it, though. But the barbershop was up the street when Andrew Griffith was living here. We moved it down here the year that he left. And this is where he got his hair cut until he left down here. So I guess I'm the last living barber that ever cut his hair here. So about a few years ago when the Mayberry started getting off the ground, it was right down my line. So I went to work on it. I started my picture on the wall about 8 years ago. Got about 16,000 pictures on the wall, plus a lot of pictures I give away, and I'm enjoying every bit of them. I've had a lot of nice people here. The greatest people in the world come here for this thing. I found that's true, that most people that follow the Andy Griffith Show or Mayberry are great people, just great people. We've had a lot of stars here, like Oprah Winfrey, Lou Ferrigno, several of them. A lot of big league ball players, and a lot of Andy Griffith Show cast, and just a lot of VIPs.
I guess the fans, you know, I know for myself, you know, being at these events, just the people that come have always been so nice. It's kind of reaffirms your faith in what the world's really about.
Absolutely, that's exactly why I'm still here. Because all these good people coming, and I found this out to be true, that there are good people everywhere. There are good people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, a couple years ago, I had an accident, and I found out then one thing that a lot of people never fortunate enough to find out. I found out while I was out hurt that I had a lot of friends. And friends mean more to me than anything else.
That's right.
When I was in the hospital with that injury, you called, of course, sent cards, and I had cards from all over, 284 cards from all over the country. Telephone calls from all over the country, even Canada. So I found out through adversity, you know, I had a lot of friends.
I know you had a lot of people praying for you that you'd get well.
Oh, it was terrific, terrific. Just getting calls every day. We've got you on our prayer chain. We've heard of some, we don't even know you, but we've heard about this. We've got you on our prayer chain. So I attribute that to, and all these Mayberry fans pulling for me. That's what brought me through.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. You mentioned the pictures on the wall. You started putting them on the wall how long ago?
Almost 8 years ago.
Just 8 years? And you've got how many now, you
16,000.
Think?
16,000.
That's pretty amazing. And most of them are different people.
That's true. And I could have had five times that many had I been able to take them. But I just, with the time, when they're filing in and out of here, I don't have time to take the pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, especially I've been here most of the time in Mayberry days, and it's just incredible how many people are in here.
That's true. That plus the Autumn Leaves Festival, which is 2 weeks later, brings a couple hundred thousand people to town. I can't do that, man.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you talked about Andy when he was here. Did you actually cut his hair?
Oh, yeah.
And I believe you said when he came home from college or something.
Yeah, he was in college when I was cutting his hair. He'd be home on breaks or Christmas or holidays or something like that, you know. Always hang around a barbershop a whole lot. So that's immediately after I went to work, he came in there. Of course, the whole shop was real busy except me. He let me cut his hair. He might not have liked it, but I cut it.
Well, you know, I know that Mayberry or the Andy Griffith Show wasn't really Mount Airy, North Carolina, but do you think a lot of the stuff that are on the show, do you think it was drawn from Andy's experience here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I know a lot of things that I can point out on the show, like Wally Service Station. And his first cousin married a guy that operated that gas station garage. And that inspired Wally's Service Station. And Andy still comes to visit them, too. A lot of people don't know it, but he still comes. Because I ate supper with him the other evening. They said he visits them quite often.
You're talking about Early Gilly?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Early and Lorraine. Mm-hmm. Most people, I tell you, people are looking for something. They're searching for something. And I think they're looking for a simpler time. A time like it was, like was portrayed on that show, that people had time for each other. They could sit down and visit, you know. They knew who their neighbors were. And everybody was helpful to each other and all of that, you know. It was a more simple time. It's a fast time now. No, you can't do that. But I think that's what people are really looking for. And I have a lot of people who come here from all over the country. I really admire your town because of the pace here. You cut hair, you talk to people. You do both. You take the time for both. And that's what we're looking for, something, a slower pace and a simpler time.
Yeah, I think that's the reason everybody flocks to Mayberry.
I think so. Of course, when I tell you, I have to say that Mount Airy has as nice a bunch, friendly a bunch of people as you'll find anywhere on the map.
I agree. I know for myself, coming to Mayberry days, you know, meeting the fans that come, and a lot of people always ask me, you know, what cast members are going to be there, and I'll say, well, Doug Dillard will be there, but that's not really the reason you go. It's you actually get to meet these other Mayberry fans, and you do find out, I think it gives you a kind of a sense of, you know, there are good people everywhere.
That's right. That's true.
And it's nice to actually meet them because I know the news never portrays the good parts. It's always, you're always hearing all these bad things happening everywhere. And so it's nice to know that there are people from different areas of the country that are just like you, you know, pretty fairly decent people, you know.
Well, I think now a lot of people from the large, big cities, of course, you might think they're trying to get, well, I said it this way. They come less to escape than to search. Mm-hmm. That's what I told the New York Times, and they agreed with me 100%. Of course, a lot of people, just like I said, they want to get away from some things, but if they can come here and find a weekend of fulfillment, maybe days, it's been worth something. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, nobody goes away without saying they enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. Talking about things here around town that are related to the show, what are some things that come to your mind that you've seen on the Andy Griffith Show that...
Okay. We were talking about Wally's service station. The name Wally, who had a brother named Opie. Wally was a high school football coach, basketball coach, and an English teacher, and his favorite person in school. He used Wally's name and Opie's name, put Wally's to the service station and Opie to the kids, you know. He used those two names for sure, Emmett Forrest, Emmett's Fix-It Shop. And a lot of the other places, streets and things like that, are here that he mentioned on the show. Now, the diner that he was on the show is not here anymore. It's in Hillsville, Virginia. They moved that thing to Hillsville, Virginia. Of course, he mentioned the Snappy Lunch on the show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people flocked there. You know, that set them off there. And, of course, now the Bluebird, he mentioned the Bluebird several times. That was three doors down the street. It's no longer there. Where the art market is located now was Lamb's Drugstore. That was another thing on the show. Mount Pilot is really Pilot Mountain. So all of those things prove that it was based on his hometown. Largely and experiences that he had here, I think. He drew from a lot of experiences.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. So yeah. It's been interesting to me to find out all the different things that are in town that are similar, at least. You know, they're not necessarily 100%. If people come to Mount Airy to expect to see Main Street and Mayberry, they're going to be a little disappointed. But if you stay around a little while, I think you start seeing a lot of Mayberry everywhere.
That's true. So. Yeah, that's what it takes. You got to be here a while. Now, you can't walk down Main Street and say, this is Mayberry. Mm-hmm. The only thing that would say anything about Mayberry walking down Main Street, somebody's going to speak to you. Somebody's going to be nice to you.
You've been cutting hair all these years. You get tired of it, or you still enjoy it?
I still enjoy it. Really? Well, when I got hurt, I thought it was through. But when I came out of the hospital, they brought me by here. Some people sitting in here, and I said, I'll be back. And they said, well, we hope so. I said, give me a little time, I'll be back. So I don't have any idea when I quit. Like the newspaper called, Winston-Salem Journal called at the hospital when I was in there. My daughter was just in here. She answered the phone and said, we heard there was a prominent barber man here that had a serious injury and was going to have to retire. So we want to do his story. She said, listen, my daddy has no intention of retiring. Said, he'll be back working. He said, well, if he ever decides to retire, will you give me the story? She said, I'll call you.
Huh.
But that's true. I don't have any intention. I'll eventually have to. I know that, but I don't have any intention now. You don't quit because you're growing old. You grow old because you quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people that come to Mayberry Days, one of the highlights to them is coming in to the barbershop and seeing you.
Well, I hear that all the time. But a lot of them tell me this looks more like Mayberry than anything they've seen. Well, you know, Florida Barbershop was on the show. Mm-hmm. They come in here and they see the barber chairs, and it's where Andy got his haircut. You know, that's it.
Now, the barbershop used to be the city barbershop.
City barbershop, and all these years until Helen Crump, I don't know if you know about that, I guess, but she was in Winston-Salem with a reunion, and she came to Mount Air with about 500 people on a Saturday afternoon. So the next year we had Mayberry Days. So before Mayberry Days, Tanya Reese and some of the others came and said, get Floyd's on the window. Says, after all, this is Floyd's barbershop. I said, it's always been city, though. We don't care. This Mayberry Days are coming up. I said, get it on there. People are going to be looking for it. And really and truly, it is Floyd's barbershop. I said, okay. So it's on me.
That's great. Yeah, because here in Mount Airy, though, Floyd's Barbershop and the Stanford Lunch are right next to each other for people that wouldn't know that. You know, it's just they complement each other so well because the fans of the Andy Griffith Show do tend to, when they're here, you know, the lines at the Stanford Lunch are way past your door up here. And people enjoy being able to stick their head in and look at.
Well, you see, that's right. And everybody's when they come, they're going to eat.
That's right.
Well, now, everybody's not going to get a haircut. But I get all the people.
Uh-huh.
I get them all. And I have, oh my goodness, I've got repeat people. People came by yesterday from Salem, Ohio. They come back twice a year, every year. And their son in Salem, he comes. Anytime he can get away, he flies down here. This is where he comes. He said, this is what I come for, right here.
I know there's a fellow up in Canada that drives down here and gets hair cut.
Absolutely, he and his father both.
Uh-huh. Is that kind of amazing to you that people do stuff like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a testimony to you. I mean, people really do.
Please,
they appreciate your attitude, you know, just your demeanor towards everyone. I think it kind of, the friendship that they've developed with you, I think that kind of testifies some to it.
That's what's so dear to me is the relationship, the friendship I've developed over the country over the years. That's what I hold dear. That's what I hold dear right there. If there's anything, one thing the owner would say about me when I'm dead and gone, that he was kind to people. If they can say that, I've done pretty well.
I think that'll definitely be something people would say. Hopefully that'll be a long time before they say it.
I do too.
Well, is there anything in particular you'd like to say or tell people?
Well, I'll tell you. I've said this before, and I've said it many times. Mayberry people are the greatest people in the world. And if any of them sees this or hears this, I want them to know that that's the way I feel. They're just like family to me. I look forward to seeing them coming here. Nothing thrills me any more than to see those people I've made friends with walk in that door.
That's great. Well, Russell, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. That's great. What happened? There's a wedding in here?
Well, these people came up from Florida and I asked them where they're from. They said, Bonifay, Florida. I said, are you Mayberry fans? Yeah. Well, we came to Mayberry to get married. I said, where are you getting married? Well, JP said he'd marry us anywhere we wanted to go. They looked at each other and smiled. And I thought, I said, well, how about the barbershop? Would you like to get married in here? Well, we thought about it. I said, okay. Be just fine. I said, what time is the wedding? 2:00. I said, we got less than an hour to get ready. I said, we'll have it ready, and you get JP and everything lined ready to come in. 2:00, y'all marched in this door and had the wedding.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
So now I'm telling everybody I'm going to start me a wedding chapel.
Were y'all up at Wally's that year when they had the wedding up there?
Yeah.
Was that the year y'all came? At the squad car one year?
No, they didn't have it.
They had a wedding up there. I guess it must have been the year after y'all came, because they had a wedding up there at the squad car rendezvous. Had, Phil Lee was up there, David Browning, and myself. And they had Charlene. She was there. Maggie Peterson.
No, when I was there, it was Ernest T.
Okay, yeah, it was the year after that. They had Maggie Peterson and they had Dud, the guy that played Charlene's husband.
Yeah.
And they did that scene where, Barney dressed up in the wedding dress and everything. I don't know if you remember that, but and they did it, and I mean, it was a real wedding. They got married there and had Ernest T. running around with a shotgun shooting it in the air. Stop that wedding, Phil Lee. And David Browning's dressed up in a wedding dress and Ernest T. drug him off. It was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
All right, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a little extra bonus content we gave you there, too. There at the end was talking about the wedding that happened there at the barbershop. I don't know if I'd ever played that before. And then talking about Mount Air up at the squad car rendezvous as well. But if you're watching the video version of this, you've been seeing pictures that are posted at Floyd's Barbershop. So these are actually on the Facebook page for Floyd's. It's called Floyd's 3. All right, 3. Watch it. But it's called Floyd's 3, and there are thousands. I think there's about 1,200 on this one page. And over the years, he's had to create extra pages because they ran out of storage, evidently, for the photos. But can you imagine that? That was Russell, again, back in 1998, talking about when he had the accident he was talking about. He had fallen going out the back stairs of the barbershop. He had fallen down through there and hurt himself pretty badly. And there was concern that he wouldn't be able to come back. Well, he did come back. And he cut hair until 2 years ago. And I just wonder how many photographs were taken of him, how many people came in and visited with him, and I think he will be remembered just fine as being somebody who cared about people. Isn't that amazing? So, Russell, we miss you. We love you. We're really going to miss you come Mayberry days, and you're not there, or anytime we head up to Mount Airy, and you're not there to visit with us there at Floyd City Barbershop, but you will never, ever be forgotten. And thank you. I thank your son, Bill, and your whole family for all the kindness you've shown to everyone, all the Mayberry fans out there. And I hope you realize, and your whole family does, just how much we all cared about you. Folks, that is all I have for you this evening. I want to just encourage you to remember Russell Hyatt with a smile on your face and just, go out there and care about people like Russell did. And see if we can all be remembered as somebody who cares about people. I think that would be a really nice way to be remembered. So, folks, I would love to hear from you. If you have memories of Russell or whatever, if you'll drop me a note at 888-684-8415, we'll certainly play them right here on the podcast. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave notes there. It's a sad day in Mayberry, but a happy day as well. Just remembering one of our friends, the real Mayberry's Floyd, Russell Hyatt. Until next week, everybody, Have a great Mayberry week. Go out there and act like somebody. Good night.